Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week I'm going to be talking about the sad reality of workplace bullying. While researching this topic, I read the interesting, comment that workplace bullying is exactly the same as any other form of bullying, including school bullying. And it is true that unfortunately, sometimes bullies don't grow out of bullying behavior. And so sometimes the people that were bullies earlier in life grow up to continue to be bullies in one shape or form later on, and unfortunately don't grow out of that. Workplace bullying can be, I guess, placed on a spectrum from quite covert behaviours like, manipulation or even exclusion, avoidance of people in the workplace, negative body language, negative comments. It can be speaking behind people's back. And to the more extreme degree, it can manifest itself in the provision of quite meaningless or difficult roles, where an employee gets lumped with certain types of roles, which is designed to kind of demoralize them over time. It can also manifest, sadly, in some workplaces, in verbal abuse and even physical assault. In all instances, workplace bullying is never okay, and it is largely based on the concept and the psychological process of trying to maintain dominance over and wield power and control over a person or even a team of people in the workplace, which serves to meet the bully's needs at the deficit of others. But I guess it's also really, really important to remember that any form of bullying or abusive behaviour, sadly, is something which we're all capable of. And when it comes to workplace bullying, studies have also found that some situational variables around lack of management, lack of policies and procedures around managing workplace bullying, low staff morale and team morale within a workplace, heightened sense of job insecurity, job fear issues, as well as any big restructuring changes or difficult periods in a workplace are things which can actually bring out this workplace bullying behaviour in people who would otherwise not have participated in such a way. The mind game for this week is to think about what you might be able to do if you happen to find yourself in that situation. So the first thing would be to do, particularly if you feel confident enough to do so, would be to actually address the behaviour and make it really clearly known to the person responsible that behaviour is both unwarranted as well as unacceptable and unwanted. Bullying thrives on silence, unfortunately, and so by being able to get some support from a supportive colleague and actually stand up to this behaviour is one of the quickest ways to nip it in the bud. Communicating with your direct manager about the behaviour and having it on record is really, really important as well. Diarising for yourself when these events occur, who's responsible and exactly what happens is really, really important in being able to actually prove that this is happening and to put an end to it. Getting in contact with your HR personnel or your organization's HR manager and having a look at the grievance and bullying policies and procedures is a really, really empowering thing for people, which allows them to consider what it would mean to put a stop to this. And I guess at the really, really desperate and sad end of the spectrum, sometimes workplace bullying behavior is actually a criminal offense. And so being in contact with legal officials and the police about that is another really, really important step. So go easy on your colleagues this week and have a think about them and your workplace this week on Mind Games.